Right, the beginning of the visit with Burnett, the first visit with Burnett, and the first use of this new equipment, Monday at bedtime, the 3rd of April, 72. Channel 1, right, the beginning of the visit with Burnett, this Monday at bedtime, the 3rd of April, 72. Channel 1, right, and the beginning of the visit with Burnett, this Monday at bedtime, the 3rd of April, 72.
I just have a seat, I'll call him. Just got a pull a chair, but you can sit over here, buddy.
Okay.
And you can pull that chair up over here. Okay. Scott?
He's sick, eh?
Well, he has a little cold, and he
oh, man, don't tell him about that cold.
I hate that cold myself. Yeah,
it's probably me. You might have raised me. Hit me who I can talk.
Well, howdy.
All right, howdy. You got that bad cold?
No, I haven't got a cold. I just got a frog in my throat and can't get it out.
I know what did that. I had that thing about 3-4 weeks ago. I was all in my back and all in my shoulders. I couldn't. They had to rub me all over before I could get straight.
When was that?
Well, about 3-4 weeks ago, my boy and my daughter and had to rub me. That thing is aching all over.
That's I thought food. You stayed fairly healthy.
I do stay healthy when I be going when I'm sick. Yeah, so you can't look at a foot until you're sick, you know.
No.
Can't tell it. I told my boss, man, I've been on that bus 7 years, ain't had nobody drive for me. So I'm going to lose some days, too. I told him that last week.
Yeah.
That's right. I'm going to lose some days. Everybody's lost some days. I'm going to lose some, too. I ain't been up for one time. My uncle died in St. Petersburg. Now, I don't call that, don't get off. Because we go from 7 o'clock to 4. I get home about 4:15, 20 minutes to 4. And I get off the bus and got my clothes and went right on the old Keller and caught the bus from there to St. Pete. I said, I don't call that getting off.
Where is that? Where are the mints, babe? I haven't got anything to eat. Where was they? That's something like that.
Yeah,
I didn't mean that. Better than nothing. No, that's not much much time off.
Everybody has to get off. I don't think he's been off yet.
Well, you know, I haven't got anything to drink.
I don't drink.
You know, come think about it, I don't remember his being off. Every day I pass there, he's
I
been
drive
off.
That bus in every day. Everybody says, I don't see how I stand at that, but I don't neither.
Well, that's the truth.
I drive that bus, I've been driving 7 years.
Oh.
I ain't been off at all.
But it ain't like it was when you started.
It's been worth it.
Yeah.
It's been worth it.
Yeah, that's right.
It's been
you
worth
didn't
it.
Have to make
I had. I've had two trips in the morning, three in the afternoon. But I make two trips in the afternoon, 9 and 1 in the morning. I don't mind that. Last year, they let me kill us.
Oh, yeah.
Let me kill lazy.
Yeah, what'd they do?
So many trips.
Uh-huh.
So many trips. Go home and stay about 5 or 10 minutes, get up, I got to go. Well, I had a trip by 10:20. I'd come there by 1:01, got to go back again and pick up children. I'd turn right around, put them children, go right back again, pick up some more children. Still getting home like we getting now, hit us 5:30 when I got home before.
Oh, what you did was get little batches. You never did fill your...
Full on. I kill loading again. Yeah. Kill loading again and come back.
Yeah.
Well, I had 2 buses to get loaded on, make it open. I had to come dead in the Everson. You know it's 3 miles from my house at the Everson?
Is it really?
It's further than you'd think.
It's about 3 miles from my house to Everson.
Yeah.
Don't mind the smoke.
No, no. Well, it's 2 miles from 441 to my land.
I know it is. I'm born right close over on that hill, you know.
Where was that?
Over down there, you come out from that kind of line. I'm born over there.
Whereabouts?
You know where you're going in the Richardson place over there?
Yeah.
Got another man, Mr. Simon, who's on that, where he bought that.
Who?
Jimmy Simon. You don't remember him, though.
Oh, Jimmy Simonton?
You remember him?
He died.
I know he did.
Before
he used the phone for him.
I think he died before I got here. See,
I know he did. Well, you weren't down here long that time.
I didn't get down here about 10 years ago, you see.
That's right. Well, I'm phone down here. I'm
giving him a little plate that face or something.
I've been in to smoke cigarettes. I quit smoking cigarettes 2 years ago. When they say cigarettes gonna kill us, I got me a pipe. I chew that, but sometimes I ride the track.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, I chew cigarettes.
What kind of chew?
Brown meat.
Mm-hmm. You know, I've used tobacco in every form. I don't use it now. But, you know, I'll tell you the truth, the only kind I ever really enjoyed was chewing. No, I'd get a little brown mule and then a little
brown mule, too.
Black homegrown.
Uh-huh.
Dark homegrown up there.
Mm-hmm.
And put that in. Mm-hmm. And that homegrown tastes good, but it sort of made your stomach turn over.
Well, you see, when my stomach hurt, I just swallowed juice. I ain't never give my chill no worrying medicine. No.
You know, I hadn't thought about that, but that's the truth.
I had four boys and three. I had five boys and four girls. A girl and a boy died. I got four boys and I had three girls.
Good Lord. I didn't know you had all that family.
Yes, I do. My wife was just about 18 years ago. I had to drive a truck all the time before I got in the school bus. I was in Jacksonville. She was there for me. I got the house just gone.
She had enough of you.
That's right.
Yes, I wonder how they stand us, you know.
Well, I don't know. Can't do without them.
Yeah.
Well, she went back to Spence. She's sick. She came in, but they went down and got them and brought them back home. She went back.
Who do I know? Which ones are your children do I know?
You know Robert Lee? Pete Rose?
Yeah.
Eugene?
Yeah.
No, you don't know the girl. I don't reckon.
Who?
The girl, Mary Liza.
I know Mary Liza.
That's my daughter.
Well, she's pretty smart, isn't she?
Yeah, I got another Gloria Jean.
Who's she?
Mary Liza and Gloria Jean and Robbie all look like their mother. Same color their mother are.
Oh, really?
And that boy there is me. Like me and the other brothers. Three of them like me and the other girl like their mother. Like their mother.
Well, Liza, what is it?
Mary Liza.
Mary Liza, she's the one. Oh, I used to know her, you see, when...
She lived over behind West Clinton.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I used to see her over there.
She'd go to Wake all the time. She'd be doing something over there.
I was over there, right smart, when I first come down here. And I saw her all the time.
She's going all the time. She's going to be now.
Does she?
Mm-hmm.
She don't stay out here anymore.
She's still over behind West Clinton. Got a trailer now.
I mean, she don't work out here. She works in town?
Living in Greenville.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How'd she get in, Mom?
A brother said, Robbie said.
Mm-hmm. You know, if they had a jitney or something, they sure could clean up on it, couldn't they?
She could.
Yeah. If somebody could run a school bus for stuff.
That's right. That's fine. That's for the wicked people. But they don't know what that's about. You think TV? She was cutting the sound of it now. You fix TVs?
No, this is the way I make my living. I work, I take down stuff on.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm. At least I do a little of it.
Oh, yeah. And you on that day.
These ain't much time now. They're about 4 hours. You know, they do that. They're like old cars. They don't last forever.
No, they ain't never made nothing to last always.
Yeah.
That 100 pounds still go.
Yeah.
That's like 100 pounds a year ago.
You know, there's one nice thing about a school bus. if you break a connection rod, you don't have to fix it.
I don't have to fix nothing but hold that steering wheel.
Yeah.
That's right,
man. I don't have to fix nothing but hold that. If my bus break down anywhere down that road, I'll go to... I got the phone right up there on the front of my face to call them up anywhere.
Yeah.
The last year, the fans just tore the piece right down the river. So I didn't do the good enough. I go up to the school and call them up the front and fix it.
Yeah.
flat tire. Well, let me see. I ain't had one. I'm lucky. Last year I had one. I ain't bragging.
Yeah.
When I used to run on the edge of that highway, I'd pick up all that stuff. So I stopped running on the edge of that highway. I told him, well, I know, how come they have some slacks when they run on the edge of that highway? I stop. I'll get right up this side of that line, right close to this side of that line. That's what I got at that one.
How do you used to do?
Run that down the edge of the road, and that back where you keep all them tanks, and nails and everything. Six pool nails out about that long.
Hmm. Well, how come you do that?
When you fall from trucks, you haul them down the road, that's how come doing that. All the traffic flows to the edge of the road.
Well, I mean, how come you to get your wheel off the road?
You mean the edge of the road?
Uh-huh.
By trying, you know, trying to get people the roads to run on the edge of the road, you know.
Yeah.
That dude gonna run right on the side, you pull it. I can about tell by how far that dude pulled to go off side of that road.
Oh.
But I don't do that. Now, I step on the side of that line.
You know, I
got
no
flat tire, either.
Yeah.
I do my car the same way.
Well, now, that's, I used to carry my tractor somewhere, and I wouldn't go on the pavement.
I run on the wheel off the side of the road now.
Yeah.
You said, how can I put a tractor off the wheel? I thought, I run on the wheel.
Until I got to thinking, I used to run out there on the shoulder just all together.
I put all the wheels off. That's the wrong
one. But then they got to, I got to seeing all them old bottles out there. And
all
you
pick all that old junk.
Junk.
That's right.
And I quit. I never done that.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, I quit taking the tractor off anywhere. It's too much trouble.
I quit a mile too long down the truck. I cut around and keep it.
Well, can you collect?
They do. I had to buy gas and oil and parts. I spent $600 on my tractor. Easy. Put a bale in.
Yeah.
It had been down.
Yeah.
I could have put it on myself. I didn't find it. Had it done. The wife put the bale, put the stage in, grind, I put the new stage in.
Yeah.
He had to put old size stage in, putting all new bales up on one. He didn't find it. Do what it did.
Yeah.
I got home about 5:30.
Yeah.
Wet. Bottle on the bar up, they got the down pull up.
Oh, that's, you got a good time.
Better be fast ride.
That's about as good as you got.
I don't want no more bigger than that. The one thing about when y'all go to people's feet, they don't have no stuff about, you ain't fly on the ground, because well, I don't have no stuff about my money.
Well, you know old Big Henry used to break down the winds?
Yes, sir.
What's his name?
Henry Ray.
That's right, I forgot it. I saw him down there one day. That is, had a truck and there was wood in it. And I said, Henry, I'm glad you see you getting in the wood business. He said, he wasn't in the wood business.
He just ain't been there yet,
huh? I said, well, you ought to be in it, especially everybody I see wants wood. He says they want wood until you get into the wood business.
That's true. That's true.
Now, how are you going to get around that? Well, how do you collect?
They pay me, I get two.
You just tell them what they owe you and they pay you.
I tell them how much they want the ground, so they say, well, you got acres, I don't cut by no acres. I look at the ground, so that's dead. If you lose, then you lose. If I tell a person my beef, I might do that, but don't I? I'm going to say, no, I ain't going to do it. That's what I do.
Yeah.
Straight, girl.
Yeah.
That's what I be straight.
Yeah.
Because when I buy that person gas, I pay for that gas. That's what I'm going to do. I pay for that gas.
Yeah.
I can get buy gas all over Mickey's if I want. I have one place to buy my gas. The gas in my tank and my car.
You have none?
I have none.
Making
a look at that truck right there. And you pass by it every day, right on 41, the left side.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm put that.
The old
sign
station?
On the left side there.
The
left place? Mm, let me put that name in. Mr. I don't know. see on those stairs in your shoes.
That's
I've been bound to get there a long time. Cabbage, and he got some potatoes out there. think that's pretty lame. I don't know what all you got. And that ground don't look heavy, because it's about like right around my house. Not saying this, but I don't think I'm looking at this stuff. This is pretty. This is pretty green as it can be. This is pretty green as it can be. You water it all around me. This is pretty green as it can be.
Well, now where is it?
That's down there, David Town. Look up there. On this. Well, I mean, you better be seen. I have to get up in the morning. What about the automobile? You going to make it free or not?
Well, let me tell you, Lynette, I went out there this morning and we found that bad knock in it.
Yes?
Yeah. And I was going to take it in today, and I got such a late start I didn't do it, and take it down there and let him look at it and see what it is.
Did nothing?
Oh, God, it's powerful.
It's powerful.
No, it's, is that what it is? Well, anyhow, it's too bad. I didn't realize.
Luther, he'll be there.
It's
quiet. He'll be there.
What is it?
He'll be there.
It's quiet. We
got that back wall out.
It's just warm. Yeah. Well, what do? Just let it keep on there and on.
So you can't shoot it.
A big guy can't shoot it.
You got some more at home.
Well, what are you asking?
What was one of them? I don't know how good my head is. You need to get hard, check it out.
Well, you know, this is warm. You can even push it back and forth. You look at it.
You got to take them off. It's like a water pump. Water pump goes back. I got to take them to them away. You got to take them to refill them or something. But I don't know where you're going.
But I thought the same. I thought everything was up to that stuff. I heard that noise yesterday. So, no. Did they just start?
It's kind of like a water pump. You run so long, you got a little nose up there, water pump.
Yeah.
Then sometimes you take your hand, beat the water pump, let it loosen you.
Yeah. Well, that's what it is. You can't tell much about it. What are you interested in that old Chrysler? Just for your own use?
For my own use.
You don't say much about it.
No, I don't say that. I ain't say no car in a long time, but I will be.
Well, I know people say all the time. I wouldn't want to say car.
Not that often. I don't have no money to do that.
I'd rather just get one and run it, but nobody else would be safe.
That's right. That's right.
If I could get one, it would be safe.
Mm-hmm.
But, it takes the right spot to keep these old cars up, don't it?
Mm-hmm.
There's something always playing out on them.
Always.
And you know, when I got that old car, I had the wrong idea. I thought it'd be heavy and tough and hold together. But he's got too much to it. Give me a chance.
Is that lots of things?
Do you ever get old Buster Mountain to help you on anything?
If he do our own way. I ain't never get nobody to do no way for me.
The brakes?
We do our own way. I ain't never had no chance to do nothing for me. Since
right?
I've been big enough. Just on our own car.
Pull
the motors out. Just my own stuff. That car, they had a six in the motor. We put a big motor in that car. They had put the six right there in the floor. It's automatic. The motor we pulled out, that my other son got in his car. He needs rings in it, and I bought it. I need rings in it. I bought this like that. And put rings in it, and it's running just like a sewing machine right now. My other son got in his car. He had an automatic transmission. The other car, mine, when I first bought it, burned up. He had a six-shift. Well, I took it out and put it in that. Another boy bit me. I said, I bet you $200, I'll put that transmission onto that other motor, come out of six cylinder motor that I have now. Throw the rod. We pulled it out and put that big motor in there. That motor has been overhauled. My boy run that car 3 years without doing anything, because he overhauled that motor in that car there. That boy right there in the motor took it to the house.
Right.
You don't care no car in that car. It's big.
It's big.
I ain't never care no car. Nobody do nothing for me. We're going to have our own cars.
I tell you right. You know, James Sawyer.
That's him.
You know that boy up here? Sam.
Sam.
he's a merchant.
Yeah, that's right.
He's got a car, too.
Yeah, right.
But he never could make it wrong.
I knew he couldn't even know what to do for it. You never do know what to do. They put that movie in their car there. I don't go to Tallahassee two, three times. You got new wire, new spark plug, new points, new condenser, coil, and everything on it. Everything on that car out there. I used the Star Dragon. I pulled it off there and put a new bushing in the Star Dragon. Star Dragon turned right up. Mm. It don't miss. It'll go. It don't miss. It don't miss me. It missed. Oh, I had. See, I looked at that other car burning up. You know, my house burning down. I don't know anything. Anything. I'm going to tell that for like 2 feet down. That car is
big,
right? I knew it was. Got a good dial all the way around.
Well, now, Samuel was. I think it was
costing
him more
than
he made
down there. He can't fix no car.
Well, what's wrong with them boys?
You just don't know how to go to the phone.
Why don't they go down there and work with you a little bit or something?
Well, you don't want me calling them. You don't just take it. They send me to the house.
Oh,
that's what you do. You sit out there.
Well, James, not much of a mechanic, is
he? He's a mechanic talk, but he brings Paul to us to go. He brings Paul to us to go.
That's right.
We don't have own car.
Brother, tell me, ain't that you made a improvement. You didn't want your old house to burn up, but when you come on up there, you made improvement, didn't you? That's Charles James' old house, isn't it?
That's my son on that. My son on that house. When I stayed in there. You got to see that house down and lead on.
You're
in another house, lead on down.
You mean take that house down?
Yeah, I mean, not right now. You know, take it down later. Go get him a block house.
Oh, okay. Well, now, do you still own the lot down there?
Nope. Just pull your head. There's fools in there. They are probably down there. There's fools now. I got a push to shoot. I got a push to shoot. I got a push to shoot. Make an open shoot. You can make an open. There's fools on that lot down there. My sister's already pushing me up.
Well, you couldn't build down there then.
You
pull out your own,
didn't you? No, I was going to put a trailer back in there.
Well, how would that be?
By trailer, put on.
That'd be pretty nice.
There's a lot of red tape for that trailer in there. I know that.
Where is it?
I don't know how I got it. I'll probably get one later on.
Yeah. Well, it's better the way rain's up there now, isn't it?
It's pretty good, yeah. But I'd love to be down the trip, too. Huh. You want me to stay there, but I don't do anything.
Well,
that's
better than you.
Oh, yeah.
You don't need it. You'd
never
be there in the house.
No, I'd be outdoors all the time. Every time you see me, I'd be outdoors most of the time.
What do you do? Just go in and sit down and eat a little or something?
Sit down and eat. Look where I'm at now. I go to bed around. I pull me back to 9, I get around 10. I'll be up for him in the morning time. I get around just about every night. Go to bed too early in the rest of the week.
Well,
then I get TV. When I go to bed, I don't get nothing. I go to sleep. That's what I got. You keep turning and rolling and rolling. I don't do that.
Now, I was in that house several times when Charlie James was there.
That's right.
But you know, I never noticed the house, and I just sat in there talking to him.
That's right.
Until he got past,
that's right.
You know, he got to the point that we could have killed him. Oh.
That's true.
That's true. But, so I never looked around the house, but it seemed to me like it was in pretty good shape.
Yes.
Or do you
it's
have
pretty good inside, but on the outside.
Absolutely. get a roof to keep the weather out, they get one to make it look.
Yeah, that ain't worth nothing. The new house was built, and I bet you that now. You can't go in the door. I walked in that boy's house down low, it was built for that mud. And I like to fill off the steps. I said, you got to, I'll charge you. If I break my leg, I know so. Walk up on the steps, about to fall down. Yeah, it ain't good as you go out the house what I heard. See, you can house down there, and I don't know what you do. That thing had been up over 50 some years. My granddaddy, he was a preacher. My granddaddy was. He bought out a trick house up there by the Dakota Lake store. He bought a trick house up there. Because he used to have mules and all this stuff.
Well, that wasn't long
back. About 50 years or more.
Well, that is a while.
You mean when the Miami Stone was?
Oh, yes, yes.
You did? You mean when that highway filled with water down there?
I remember telling him he felt like he said he was there. I think he said, you know, he was a sweet child.
He just lied.
Or something like that.
He just lied, but he just lied too much. I ain't gonna live like that. I'm gonna see nothing like that.
That's where they figured it was.
I knew that what they figured. I ain't gonna live like you. It's about me. I ride that tractor, but you get out there and fly it home.
Well,
I
love
it. There ain't no sense doing all that.
Yeah. you know, setting on a tractor on rough ground, that ain't easy.
It's safe. You're going across some old bump. The level ground's okay, but that old bump of ground ain't no good for you. I get tied around on that bus.
Oh, you did?
Yes, ma'am. You tied in my back riding that bus driving every day. He's driving that thing a big deal. It's got power steering. He didn't have power steering. He took that thing and beat you to death.
Oh, really?
He sure is. He got power steering.
Oh, I didn't
realize that. He sure is. All them buses got power steering. All them you. Yeah. So them buses are automatic. So them Ford automatic. You got some international automatic. But I can grab 60. Mine's 60. I can see my own gear. Rolling my feet all that thing to load. I can see my own gear. I can't even deal with the
fair. Well, you don't spend much money.
Yeah.
It don't cost you much to live, does it?
Yeah, take it easy, man. It does.
Precious money comes and hits your heart, doesn't it?
It all the time. Well, we still are doing the money. We deal with them all that day and all the time.
Work on your old car, you still
gotta
buy a car.
I know it is. And if you can work on your own car, you go to buy the parts. If you kiss to that man, he's gonna buy the parts and gonna charge $100 and you might have to go back over next week.
You know this fellow down here at the junkyard. I don't know what you call it down here, old Fred.
Anything.
You ever get anything from him?
I'm just getting parts from him.
Well, I never had any luck getting any parts. I'd go down there looking for parts, you know.
You never got none.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Somebody be there ahead of
them. That's what it is. You can ride in them junk places. All right, last week my tractor was broke down. I had to go clean. Oh, I went very crazy down there and trying to get a bail guide. I got one and I bought two. And I got in the car right now. I went way to Wilson, went to Wilson, and from Wilson to went to Newberry, bought two. I called them, got two. I put one in, I put four bags, and had a hard time getting them together. All that running around, and then I got the same right there. Put it around the bed.
Well, you want to buy a car, you want to swap, what do you want to do?
I'll swap if you want.
Well, I tell you, I own this car. I just got quite interested in this car. You never saw him. He hung around there a whole lot. He was in Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
And he picked it up for me. And I use it mostly. And
And you got the bag, I got to put insurance on the rim and all that kind of thing. I got insurance on that, yeah. I'm going to put the dollar in the thing, man.
You can't run it in the
bar
without the
truck,
man.
You
got
that, man. You need to let me go, man.
Okay,
what's going on you going to do? I don't know. You got the sticker. You got the tail. You got the insurance. That's
yeah.
You got the driver. That's you don't hear that, you ain't going there. That's right. The first time we start off was buying tape. I bought license and cost for 50 cents. Now my license cost me $5 now. That's right. My license, your license cost me $3.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
$5.
That's right. Mine cost me $5. That's right.
Because you drive a
bus. That's right, drive a truck too. Oh. Drive anybody. I don't drive, when I come out to camp, I didn't specialize no one person drive, one little special no person's car. I didn't want to drive my special car. I didn't want to do that.
This it over here?
Yeah, I got other things.
Hereby consent any chemical test. What is that? What is that?
You got it in your pipe. Got a hard time getting it out of
here. Oh, is that it? Yeah, that's chauffeur.
Thanks.
Chauffeur license,
mm-hmm.
Eh?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what you have to have for the bus.
Drive truck too.
And to drive a truck.
Okay.
And that costs you $5.
Well, it's been $5.
Hmm.
I don't know. That's my money net, because I get hurt.
Good Lord. Why, it costs you,
I
it does cost you to live.
You know that, but you don't get it for nothing now. You don't get it for nothing now.
But you remember, somebody told me old George Mitchell. Yeah, I heard old George Mitchell talking about it one time. And he was talking about the insurance. George said, he may not have said it, but they were showing off on it.
Yeah. Well, people don't tell them to. I don't
right?
Worry about the people talking. I try to leave them talk, only one talk.
They said, George said, don't give me any of that old insurance. He says, when I'm dead, just throw me in the ditch and let the hogs clean my bones.
Yeah. Yeah. That's all right. Somebody got me insurance. His wife got me insurance. You ain't worrying about nothing.
Yeah.
My dad got me insurance. I got to live in daily right now. My daddy. He's up in summer in the house. I got to live in daily right now. If you left it from him, he couldn't be back with him now. But I just don't want to go to East Street and Miami. They're not in Miami.
Yeah.
That's
you,
my mother got.
You ain't lost anything down Miami.
I don't want to go to Miami. I don't want to go to Miami.
Bennett,
yeah.
Let me tell you. Faye, you didn't. He rode all over the country last summer. You know that?
But
you didn't drive your own car, did you?
No.
I thought you drove the bus.
What did you do?
Well, I talked to you about that.
When
Alabama?
Oh, Alabama. Yeah. I have some things like that. I put that truck.
Put that truck. You know, I told him that he took his own car off. It's breaking.
Didn't do it.
It cost much.
You know what that car will do? I've been with him about 3 months ago.
Yeah.
probably about 2 weeks from now. I do that corner. I got in the tailor. And about the tailor has. I always do these when I get there. You know where that horse still at?
Yeah.
Where the horse still on these guys? Just cut off that and lay in the face of the road.
Mm-hmm.
Cut off on this, I mean the horse on this side and the horse on this side. When I got the two, you know where them two red lights at? Four, I mean, rather four lights. When you go out of that hill. The cemetery's on the right side. I put in $2.22 worth of gas in that car. From out there on the other side, the, where you go with your stick at, where I fill up at. You can get it there. I fill the tank up there.
Yeah.
I just put a milk quarter over. $2.22
worth of gas. And no longer.
That is hard to do.
I feel done. I was by myself.
So you're not going to trade that car off.
I got the car.
Mm-hmm.
I can make them out there cry. This car is what you do to them there. That's what I'm doing.
I'm saying. And I had that motor overhaul not long ago. And if you just put foot on that cover, it'll go out to my business. I tell you what, I never worry about the oil. I just put in a little oil.
I don't worry about the oil.
I don't worry about my tractor.
When I pull that thing hot all day, when I put it over.
Yeah.
Well,
now
let me tell you. But let me tell you, while you're here, where you get your oil? How much do you buy from the
tea? I buy the tea. Get this. Then hold on. Sell them for it. I said, I'm going to fill it. When you change that car, that thing got new seats for that thing. You got to hold the quarter off. I don't try it. I change my own oil.
you know, a fella was over here last Sunday, and he just worried me to death. He looked at that little four tank.
That's right.
And he just.
I walked on up $200. still, I didn't tell one too much until I got him. I went off, it was about an hour till I come back. I said, you said you want to sell that place? He said, yes, I want to sell it. I said, I'll give you $20 for that now. And she said, I'm going to kill out here. I can hear $20 on here. That matter to the street. She took the money. I put my other boy to kill it on the house.
Right.
He didn't run it. He didn't run it. Oh, he killed the house. He killed the run. That's right.
So you killed
that. I sure will. I can't put the dollar on the chicken.
There ain't anything cheap
anymore,
is
there? Well, not that much. Right up there.
Channel 1 right around 8 and a quarter, 8:25, and the end of the first visit with Burnett this Monday at bedtime, the 3rd of April, 72. Channel 1 right around 8:50, 25 or 50, and the end of the first visit with Burnett and his youngest boy, who sat over there and nodded all the time. This Monday night, the 3rd, at bedtime, the 3rd of April, 72.